Is your New Year's resolution to learn more? Microsoft Virtual Academy brings it, and we're going to talk about what's available for you in February in this episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. Welcome to the next episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. I'm here with Frank Gartland, and we're going to talk to you about what's coming up in Microsoft Virtual Academy for February. Frank, thanks for being on the show. You've never been on the show before.
Never. I am so excited, Jerry. I can't believe you invited me. Thank you very much. I'm excited.
I feel like I've been waiting my entire career to have you on the show, Frank. Right. Frank, I'm lucky enough to know who you are, but not everybody is. For the guys watching, introduce yourself for us.
Hey, name's Frank Gartland. Thanks. I run product management for Microsoft Virtual Academy here at Microsoft, and just excited about another episode of Dev Radio. So, Jerry, take us away, buddy.
So we're going to talk about what's coming in February, Frank, and kind of walk through some of the stuff we can look forward to. Do we have a lot of stuff rolling in for Microsoft Virtual Academy in February?
You know, it feels like about every month there's a lot of stuff rolling in, and this is no different. So February is going to look great. We've got even a few things at the tail end of January that I think people could be excited about.
All right.
A lot of game development stuff around Construct. We've got a course coming out January 16th that'll be coming up live on Microsoft Virtual Academy in the beginning of February. And then a Jangular class, Jangular.js, that I think is going to be pretty exciting.
Nice. All those are in January. Oh, there's still a little bit left to grab onto.
If they
miss it, you record it all, right? I mean, they can still go back and watch all the stuff they missed in November or wherever.
True. Well, I totally suggest that for folks that really have some questions and they want to really stay engaged, maybe get a few questions answered. You know, I think a live event is always the way to go. But, of course, there's so many live events. There's no way anybody could hit them all. So get what you can live. But within a few weeks, every single course that's recorded live gets posted on Microsoft Virtual Academy. So head there. In February, though, a big schedule. We've got an integrating Cortana in your apps course that I'm pretty excited about.
Nice. I think I have a crush on Cortana. The way that blue circle turns, I think she really likes me too. But that's pretty exciting. When does that run it? That's for Windows Phone, I assume.
It is. It's for Windows Phone and Windows. And it's February 11th is when that runs. So very excited about that one. I do want to say one thing about some IT pro courses as well. We've got two courses on PowerShell right around the bend. There's Taming Android and iOS Enterprise Mobility Suite, which is great. So for all of you guys that are still in the IT pro side that are looking to manage all these other kinds of devices, it's a great course. And then using PowerShell for Active Directory, PowerShell Advanced, a lot of stuff going there too.
Man, is it just me or do IT pros have a love affair with PowerShell? Oh my gosh, they love it. If it doesn't have PowerShell support, they don't even want to talk to you about it. It's craziness. But I get it. A lot of power there, and they're used to it, and it's got all kinds of stuff. They're almost becoming developers, if you ask me. You know, the way they interact with stuff, it feels like a development environment. Now, I'm kind of a web developer, too. I like to use Angular. What are my options in February for some of that?
Yeah, that Angular course actually is running. I just moved my screen. Let me get back to that. Intro to Angular. Cannot be found right now.
Yeah.
We're definitely running it. It's January 16th is Angular, the live course. So that's one that we'll be publishing. Look for that in MVA. We'll be publishing that to MVA in early February.
All right. I definitely getting my feet wet, getting my hands dirty with Azure, doing some development in the cloud. Anything coming up for me?
You know, there is actually a lap around Azure websites with John Galloway and Corey Fowler is fantastic. That's a great course. I think that's something that, again, that first week of February, you're going to find that on MDA. There's also a cloud dev camp that's going to be a live Q&A. David Chappelle and Brett Statham are going to be in the studio for that one. I would absolutely mark your calendars for that.
Brett Statham is one of my favorite people.
Oh, just he's a blast.
Yeah, toss that in blast. There. So that's February 10th. That's a special event because it's a live Q&A with those two guys who are just, you know, smarty pantses when it comes to cloud. That's a huge opportunity. But again, all recorded, so that still works as well. All right, back to Azure. You know, sometimes I like to work with other technologies as well. Anything else coming out for Azure developers?
Well, you know, there's a PHP for Azure course that's coming out. Again, that first week of February, it seems like there's a lot of stuff happening. Stacey Mulcahy and Jamie Kasoy are the two folks that are presenting that one, and Stacey always does a phenomenal job. I think you guys will, so does Jamie. But But we have Stacy in the house all the time. So I think that's going to be a good one. There's a What's New in ASP.NET course as well, coming right around the bend.
Always popular, yeah. A lot of big stuff coming in ASP.NET, too. So those are always popular just because, they roll features out so fast. It's beautiful. Yeah, just function after function. Now, all right, that's web development. That's cloud development. In and of itself, it's a whole study. But I like to do stuff native as well, maybe some DirectX sort of things. Do you talk to that type of developer?
You know, definitely. You know, we're really starting to do a lot of that here recently. There's two really big, great courses coming with Brian Griffiths and Mikey McDonald, C++ and DirectX game development. The first one will focus more on skyboxes and porting, and the second one is called Fun with Sounds and Shaders. So,
beautiful.
You game developer guys, I think, will really enjoy that one. Those two guys are
that is awesome. Frank, in the field, all I hear is there's just not enough for DirectX. It's awesome. So two full days of DirectX training, that's beautiful. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is definitely beautiful. A lot of things pile in it. Where do you put all these people? It's crazy. I'm excited. I'm coming out to see you. I'm going to do some MVAs in the next handful of months, too, so that'll be fun.
Well, I cannot wait. We'll have to go out and maybe you'll have a coffee or a lunch while you're out here for sure, right?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. That'll be my pleasure. Anything else? I don't want to skip over anything that's coming in February.
You know, I'd say there's one other thing that I'd have you guys look at. There's a new thing we've been doing called Quick Start Challenges. And Quick Start Challenges are short. It kind of gives you an assignment, kind of a very quick in and out, kind of a learn this and then do something. We're launching a new one called the Quick Start Challenge for Python and Mongo Lab, which I think should be a lot of fun. And there's, if you like the style, there's a little Quick Start Challenge button right there on the homepage that we've got about 10 of them there that you can kind of blitz through. And I like it that it's, you know, the MBA courses are great in terms of just watching and learning. You know, some great instructors do some things, but these Quick Start Challenges allow you to download some code, actually do some things at the same time. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, that's cool. So it's not like a little exam. It's more like a little lab where you get to go in and get your hands dirty.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And they're getting more and more popular. We just started doing them really in kind of the end of November. We trickled some out, and then we had a lot launch in January. And so those are things that I think folks will really enjoy. And then one last thing I will say, too, is that we're doing something in February that we've never done before.
Yeah.
And it's called Know It, Prove It Month.
Know
it, prove it. And in the month, we're basically saying, look, if you sign up for this, there's a little mini site, we will help coach you and walk you through a whole month of intense learning to try to learn something. It's like a bigger challenge, a much, much bigger challenge. But you take one thing, and you learn it, and we're challenging people to do at least 30 minutes of learning every single day so that then in March they can actually prove that they've learned something new, and we're gonna try to help out if we can. We're excited about it. It should be a big
prove game. It by a challenge, maybe even prove it by a certification.
Maybe even. That's right. There are some challenges that are very advanced that if you can get through it, you'd probably be ready for a cert if you want to give that a shot.
Ah, brilliant. And I think, you know, a lot of people don't realize that MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com, one, is totally a free catalog, right? I mean, they go in and anything that they want is absolutely free to them, but the site itself is loaded up with a lot of features to really help build out a learning plan for them so that it's not just you're not just searching, what can I find, let's watch that. It really gives you a little bit of guidance as well.
Very much so. I mean, guidance and not just what do you want to learn and then what's a really fun way to learn it. There's also assessment after every module. So you can kind of take a few questions to find out, did I really grok with that or not?
Yeah.
And I do think that it's worth emphasizing that it's incredible to get all the incredibly talented instructors like you, Jerry, in front of these guys, or in front of really the world, so that they can take as much learning as they want, as often as they want, for free. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, for free. I mean, and it's not just Microsoft Technologies. And once you start looking at the catalog, of course we have Windows, right? Of course we have Microsoft Technologies.
Sure.
But then I think a lot of people are surprised when they start looking at how broad the catalog really is and how excellent the training is. When they see these guys that are training and how well they know it and the way that they present it, there's a lot of benefit here that I think people just, it's one of those delights that they have as they go through the catalog and kind of tinker into this, tinker into that, and start really having a lot of great experiences with these courses. Frank, thanks for being on the show today. I think we'll have to do this again for March and then just keep rolling on from there. February sounds like it's got a lot of good stuff. I love the fact there's DirectX training. All this web and cloud and everything else is great as well. And perfect. Have a great rest of the day then, Frank.
Hey, thank you very much. I enjoyed it, Jerry. You have a great day, too.
Thanks.